All right, welcome, folks. Today's Thursday, November 19th, 2020. Mike Adams here, publisher of naturalnews.com, as well as the creator of brighttown.com, and now brighttown.social, the alternative to Facebook and Twitter. We've got a lot of bombshell news for you today. This is an intelligence update. A lot has happened in the last 24 hours, and I'm sorry about the lateness of all this. Our Brighttown servers are getting overloaded because so many people are using the platform now. New videos are taking 3 to 4 hours to transcode, or technically they're actually only taking a few minutes to transcode, but they're waiting in the queue for 3 to 4 hours. So we're working on that, doing the best we can to help spread the truth here on a very limited budget. So hey, if you want to make a donation to help support Brighttown, or just go to brighttownstore.com, purchase some products from our online store to help support brighttown.com, we would greatly appreciate that. Help keep us up and running. It's expensive. We're, what, $2.5 million into it now, and spending more money all the time. Okay, moving right on to the stories. First, last night, we have confirmation. We have a video. We posted the video that Christopher Miller, who replaced Mark Esper at the DOD. Now, Chris Miller is now the acting defense secretary. Chris Miller is a patriot. He is a brilliant strategist. He's loyal to Trump, loyal to the Constitution, more importantly. I would say he's actually loyal to the Constitution more than loyal to any one person, because he's a patriot. And Chris Miller announced something shocking. We did a story on this. It's up on naturalnews.com. Here's what he said. Quote, "As we implement the president's orders, we also recognize that transitions and campaigns are fraught with risk and unexpected challenges and opportunities. That is why I am here today to announce that I have directed the Special Operations Civilian Leadership to report directly to me instead of through the current bureaucratic channels." Okay, so what he did is he just essentially took command of all Special Forces operations assets, took it out of the control of the swamp creatures inside the Pentagon, and put it under himself. Now, this is something that's been many years in the making, but it's a very important, just critical step here, because it means that as Trump activates what I'm calling Plan B here, which is if the courts fail to uphold the law and rule that the rigged votes are invalid, then Trump can simply invoke the Insurrection Act and invoke the NDAA, invoke the 14th Amendment, or any combination thereof, and he can dispatch special forces units to go arrest the treasonous actors all across the country, the John Brennans, the Barack Obamas, you know, the Democrats who conspired to rig this election. And there are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of these people. Well, what do you know? They're also probably, I don't know the exact number, but over 100,000 special forces units in existence. Everything from Army Rangers and Deltas and Green Berets and Navy SEALs and so on. I don't know all the units. I'm not in the military. But there's a lot of them, and they're highly trained people. And most of them are patriots, by the way, because remember, I've trained with, you know, several of these people. I consider many of these people, you know, former special forces people, to be my friends. Done lots and lots of firearms training with these individuals, combat training, knife training, hand-to-hand training, whatever, over the years. All good people. Hardcore patriots, extremely determined and highly trained, and able to be legally deployed against the enemies of America on U.S. soil, you see. Because why? Oh, because, well, because Trump declared a national emergency on September 12th of 2018, over foreign interference in the U.S. elections infrastructure. That's the executive order I talked about a few days ago. Now, in addition to that, Barack Obama signed the National Defense Authorization Act in 2012, something that we screamed about at the time. But now that power goes to Trump, and it gives Trump the power to declare domestic enemies on U.S. soil, even if they're U.S. citizens, and then have them arrested and detained and interrogated and so on. He's got the power. Barack Obama intended that power to go to Hillary Clinton. She was going to use it against patriots like General Flynn and Roger Stone and people like myself and so on. Instead, Trump has the power. He can use it against America's enemies. Long term, we need to get rid of that whole thing. But for now, Trump can use it to help save America. Now, on top of all of that, we have also posted a video from Jeffrey Prather. And jeffreyprather.com is the website. And Jeffrey is, he's got many, many years of experience. I think he was part of Special Forces at one time, and now he's an analyst and knows all the people in these organizations. Jeffrey Prather has a very important video that we've summarized in our article at naturalnews.com. And Prather is talking about how Chris Miller is a patriot. And he also talks about another name, Ezra Cohen Watnick, that you'll want to pay attention to. It's Cohen-Watnick. I'm not going to say much about Ezra at the moment, but make a note, remember that name, because you will hear it again soon. And Ezra is a patriot, by the way. But Jeffrey Prather describes the fact that Bill Barr and John Durham are deep state swamp creatures being run by the CIA. Bill Barr has betrayed America. All he did was run out the clock to make sure that none of the deep state swamp creatures were going to be arrested. He just pulled another Jeff Sessions, basically, is all that happened there. I mean, why should we be surprised when we're betrayed by people at the DOJ? I mean, heck, the FBI seems to be nothing but a giant cabal of treasonous actors and terrorists. Why should we be surprised if the DOJ has nothing to do with actual justice, right? So keep that in mind as we continue here. So Jeffrey Prather continues, and he describes how the U.S. Army, Navy, and Marines have been infiltrated and taken over by a lot of swamp bureaucrats, but that the Air Force and now Trump's Space Force are mostly clean, really under the control of the president. They answer to the president, and they defend the Constitution and the rule of law. Now, why does this matter? Because Air Force and Space Force have control of course, exotic space weapons, as well as encrypted communications satellite systems that run the information throughout the Pentagon and the DOD. And because of this, there are very advanced cyber tools, cyber warfare tools that can track and hack systems all across the country and around the world, and can monitor systems, monitor communications, and heck, they're probably running, you know, quantum computing decryption algorithms as well. They can look at secret messages and things like that. So this system is kind of like a trump card, right? And this system is what Jeffrey Prather thinks is the Kraken. Now, you may recall a few days ago, maybe a week ago now, Trump attorney Sidney Powell, who is amazing, that woman deserves, I don't know what kind of medal, the Presidential Medal of Freedom for sure. She deserves a medal. She deserves prizes. I mean, she is amazing. But she said, release the Kraken. And then I think 2 days ago, was it? Or yeah, about 2 days ago, she was asked on another interview about when was the Kraken going to be released. And she said, the Kraken has already been released. And a few days ago, she said, and we're already starting to see some early results. Now, at the same time that she said that, we reported from Monkey Works how the air traffic, the military air traffic, had exploded by about 10 times. There were over 1,000 military flights taking place in the evenings for two sequential evenings. And military air traffic continues to be very, very high, much higher than normal. Some of the flights were going to Gitmo, by the way. And so speculation was, and also I had another source that told me, a good source, a deep background source, that said that, yes, that some special forces units were already arresting certain deep state high-level operatives inside the United States and putting them on what's called airborne rendition flights for interrogations. And what I was told, I can't confirm this, but what I was told was that these people were being put in a chair, basically, and told something like the following. You either confess to everything right now on camera, or you will either end up living the rest of your life at Gitmo, or we'll just put a bullet in your skull right now. You know, you either confess to everything you've done, and then you'll have total immunity to all those crimes, or you're going to Gitmo. Now, you might say, well, that's a coerced confession. It doesn't count. Ah, except that we are in a time of war, aren't we? And these are treasonous actors. And those who carry out treason against the country during an act of war can be, under U.S. law, executed on site for their acts of treason by the government itself, correct? Right. If you know your history, you know that's true. And you know that such executions were carried out in the Civil War and also in the Revolutionary War. And by the way, you can be executed by the military just for carrying out treason, you know, as a soldier. If you betray your country on the battlefield, you can be executed on the spot. Well, we are in a war. America is a battlefield. And those who are working against this country are agents of warfare. And the rules of interrogations and evidentiary hearings are different in a time of war than they are in a regular courtroom. This is all happening in the theater of war, by the way, because there is international complicity and collaboration from Venezuela and China, with the CIA involved, you know, with the Dominion systems, election hacking and so on, servers in Frankfurt and Serbia and Barcelona, Spain, and so on. So this is a theater of war, and those who are working to bring down the United States are, in fact, enemies of America, enemies of the people. And they can be arrested, and they can be charged, they can be held and processed under military tribunals, or under current law, they can be taken to black sites, it turns out, and they can be interrogated there. So according to my source on this, several officials were interrogated, and they made a deal, and they were already returned back to their positions. So if that's true, and I can't confirm it yet, but if it's true, then we are about to see confession videos from some very high-level people in the weeks ahead. Now, suppose that's not true. Suppose that's just rumor. Let's talk about the more conventional case of where we are. The conventional case is Trump's legal team working through the courts. It's Sidney Powell, it's Joe DiGenova, it's Rudy Giuliani, Jay Sekulow, and many, many other very gifted attorneys. And they had a conference today. In that live press conference, they laid out some really shocking things. Sidney Powell, of course, was kind of the star of the show. She, again, I can't say enough about her. She's absolutely amazing. In that live press conference, Sidney Powell confirmed that the Dominion servers in Germany were confiscated. Rudy Giuliani said that 682,000 mail-in ballots have been identified, which have to be thrown out because they are uncertifiable. Effectively, this will give Trump Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And also, he's going to win Georgia unless more theft continues there. But efforts are underway to protect Georgia. Also in the conference, Sidney Powell declared that, quote, we are going to reclaim the United States of America. She sees what we have been talking about in the independent media for over a decade. You know, Alex Jones has been warning about rigged voting machines for 20 years, and they called him a conspiracy theorist. In fact, let me just say this. I mean, I've been called a conspiracy theorist. All of us have in the independent media. I think we all deserve a massive apology at this point, because everything we warned about, oh, the vaccines will kill you. The lockdowns are weaponized to crush humanity. The bioweapons of COVID are designed, you know, to allow the mail-in ballots to have the election stolen. And the voting machines are rigged and votes are stolen in real time. All these things that we said that were called conspiracies. Oh, there's a globalist program underway, you know, the Great Reset program. They're going to crush the economy, steal all your money, enslave humanity. Guess what? It's all true. 100% true. So true now that even leaders like Justin Trudeau are out there bragging. Justin Trudeau, man, that guy, you know, after he's found guilty in a Canadian court of law, of course, for treason against the people of Canada, I don't mean vigilante justice, but when they find him guilty, I hope they hang him. Because that guy is a piece of crap. That guy is a traitor to humanity. Up there talking about how, oh, COVID is a great opportunity to just enslave humanity. You know, now it's all out in the open. no longer a conspiracy, is it? It's they're bragging about it. But also, getting back to the conference here, Sidney Powell declared that, quote, an algorithm was plugged in to steal votes from President Trump during the election. Boom. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And even Rudy Giuliani in the conference, he said to her, I didn't even believe that was possible until I saw the evidence. So even Rudy had no clue, frankly, how corrupt the Democrats were and how compromised these systems were. You know, again, Alex Jones was reporting this with guests on his show over a decade ago. He was called a loon. Turns out he was just, you know, a decade ahead. And Rudy Giuliani is just catching up to Alex Jones at this point. You know, it's incredible. Hey, even Matt Gaetz is on board now. Congressman Gaetz, he knows what's going on now. Congressman Gohmert knows what's going on. I mean, you talk about a mass awakening. It is underway. You've got members of Congress and the Senate, in addition to the House, saying, wow, this whole thing was stolen. There is a backdoor to rig the elections and steal the votes, that we don't even have a fair voting system anymore. How can this be a representational republic if we don't have representation? The whole thing has been rigged. And as I pointed out in a podcast yesterday, not only was this election rigged, the 2018 midterms were rigged. That's how they got control in the House, folks. They stole the elections from the GOP in California at the last minute after the polls closed. Remember that? All the elections there were stolen and the GOP lost every seat after the fact. Same system, same rigging. And then they used that to run the Russia collusion conspiracy and the impeachment hoax led by Adam Schiff, who is a treasonous actor, deserves to be arrested and charged with treason. Maybe he will be. You might say, when that guy gets arrested, when that guy gets charged, you know, his eyes will pop out of his head, but his eyes are always popping out of his head. So I'm not sure anybody would tell the difference. You know, it's like, if Joe Biden passes out in the Oval Office and stops talking and can't be revived, who can tell the difference? That's the way he is. He's like a walking stiff Weekend at Bernie's, except it's Biden now. So isn't it amazing that this great awakening that is underway right now, this is information that is spreading with amazing speed, truth about how corrupt the system has been. And now we got to go all the way back, not just the 2018 midterms, but we got to look at the 2016 election. How did they try to rig that? They failed. Trump won, but they probably rigged some Senate seats and some other House seats. What about Barack Obama? Did he even legitimately win in 2008? I doubt it. Now, I don't think Mitt Romney won in, what was that, 2012? Because, I mean, come on, who's going to vote for Romney? That guy's a traitor as well. He's like John McCain 2.0, right? Just another embarrassing, pathetic excuse for maybe a human being. I'm not sure he's all human. Who knows? It looks like he's been taken over by some kind of creature that doesn't know how to move the human body with finesse. You know, that's why he's all stiff all the time. I'm joking, of course, but that's what it looks like. It's crazy. It's like he's got actual puppet strings attached to his feet and hands. You know, it's like some kind of puppet show with that guy. But the bottom line here, folks, as I've laid out in articles and podcasts, is that we are living under a system of total fraud, total control. Big tech is guilty of treason by censoring conservatives and now blocking the evidence of vote fraud. The mainstream media is guilty of treason for rigging the election and gaslighting America, falsely claiming Biden is the president-elect, and refusing to cover the Hunter Biden laptop revelations, you know, protecting the Biden crime family, while viciously attacking the Trump family relentlessly with made-up news, just total lies. And in addition to that, the FBI and the DOJ are all rigged against America and against Trump. They're all part of the deep state swamp. So who does Trump have on his side? Well, he's got you and me. He's got the people. Trump has the Constitution, the rule of law, the power of the executive in the White House, at least for a while here, and he's got patriots in the DOD who run U.S. Special Forces, plus Trump has all these high-powered attorneys. So what's the Trump game plan to win this thing? First, give the attorneys a shot. See if you can win this in the courts, which looks fairly likely here, but the question is there enough time? If that fails, if the courts fail to uphold the law, then you release the Special Forces. You invoke the Insurrection Act. You can never, and I know Trump gets this, by the way, you can never let America be overrun and conquered by foreign enemies working with domestic traitors. You simply can't let it happen. And Trump needs to know from all of us as patriots that if it comes down to Trump needing to declare these traitors to be enemy combatants, invoke the Insurrection Act, invoke the 14th Amendment, invoke the NDAA, call up the militia, send out the message, emergency broadcast system, we need 2 million armed patriots in Washington, D.C. right now, today, to defend the president, defend the White House. Yeah, guess what? We're there. I'll bring extra ammo and pass it out. How about that? We're there. We're there because this is the last shot to defend America. This is it, folks. And all of us are going to be there by the millions because we either defend America now or we all die crushed under the dark winter of Joe Biden and Bill Gates and the depopulation genocide agenda, the toxic vaccine mandates and the mask mandates and all that crap that will destroy us. They stole the election, they crushed our freedom of speech, and now they want to unleash medical tyranny against us and inject us with experimental toxic vaccines that are producing a 100% side effect rate in the clinical trials. Give me a break. Oh, and a 97% infertility rate in women too, by the way. There you go. Depopulation achieved. Bill Gates runs laps congratulating himself for, you know, killing off billions of humans eventually. So if you thought the abortion industry was bad, you should try the vaccine industry. They're, you know, spontaneous abortions and infertility. That's what they achieve. So this is where we are, folks. This is where we are. It's time to fight for America. It's time to stand up and voice your support for Trump if you haven't already, because this is it. This is absolutely it. There's no other plan to save America other than what I just described. We either do it with the lawyers or we do it with special forces and the help of the people and the militias and so on. Trump is fighting for America. We need to fight for Trump, and we shall. And we do every day. We put our lives on the line. You know how much I've lost, how much it has cost me personally and in my business to support Trump? And I'm not alone. Look what it's cost Roger Stone. Look what it's cost General Flynn. They've paid an even higher price than I've paid, but I've paid a dear price as well. But I'm not backing down because I'm not going to be ruled by these demon-infested pieces of crap that call themselves Democrats. Not going to surrender to them. We fight to the very end. We either achieve victory in America or we go down fighting for freedom to our very last round of 5.56 ammo. We never surrender. We never give in to evil. And this is how we win. We fight with courage, with determination, with truth, justice, and God on our side. This is how we win. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. This is the Daily News Update for October 19th, 2020. Check out my channel on Brighteon.com. It's called HR Report, which stands for Health Ranger Report. You can also follow me each evening on Brighteon.social. My username there is @HealthRanger. Thank you for listening. God bless America.